Good evening, and welcome to another installment in the exciting adventures of Mr. Roberts and Madame Leclerc, Royal Private Eyes for a Darker Age. This episode, Transylvania, from an original story by Bill Holwig.
Home, my sweet.
Let me go!
Bear your...
What?
Neck to me. Give of yourself.
Stop!
What was that, Boreas?
I am mad, Mr. Roberts. You shot the victim.
One less undead disciple in my book, Madame Leclerc. Since when did you become so caring? She would have been bleeding the life out of high society soon enough, I'd wager.
What about the Nosferatu, you bleeding idiot?
What of it? He's next on the hit list, Madame Leclerc.
Ah, please. Mr. Roberts, you are mad. Have you not taken into account the crypt with the marble tombs lining the Cavern Hall? That we now find ourselves surrounded by vampires in?
Me, Madame Leclerc?
What?
Lower your head if you would be so... inclined.
Here.
Thank you.
Damn loud gun, Mr. Roberts.
Damn stupid and bloodthirsty cursed souls, Madame Leclerc.
Point taken. Silver and blessed, I hope.
Aye, what kind of fool do you take me for, Madame Leclerc?
A man. Need I say more?
The Vicar of Canterbury himself did the honors, I'll have you know. Cost me a few casks of brandy, but well worth it, I think.
Over there.
Right. Damn, I'm running out of ammunition. Madame Leclerc?
What did you expect? You dragged me here into a burial cathedral of the undead. Situated hundreds of feet directly underneath the vampire master's thousand-year-old castle. And then act like a surprised schoolboy when his undead legions arrive. Over there.
Oi! Look, you saucy tot. Grab the tinderbox and follow me.
Oh, I see how it is. Blame the madam. I'll have you know.
Look! Look! Ow, madam. Can we please depart now? I thought when I heard you that your knowledge and suspected Aldroid abilities in the realms of witchery might be of some use. But all I have witnessed is a sharp tongue and little in the way of follow-through.
If you want follow-through, then there's a working girl up front there, your worship. Instead of dragging me through the bells of undead hell on a whim and a promise, based on pseudo-aristocratic lineage and the promise of a pocket full of coins when we're done, try the arm of that bosom. There's another.
Look! All it! I hired you because I needed assistance tracking this scourge for a highly placed barrister and for a great deal of money, Madame Leclerc. But oh no! Come to find out, one of your Johns was a blood-swilling codfish!
If the shoe fits, Mr. Roberts.
Gah! Come, wench! The heart of the undead coven must be destroyed!
What? Pray tell is in this tinderbox that smells so foul.
Fools. Your pretty silver bullets won't stop.
Come on!
The bullets burn. Danny's gone to hell. Get the mortals.
Pay me.
Kill him.
But answer me this first, Mr. Roberts. What is in your bloody tinderbox you found? I wonder.
Dare not, wench!
Get that
damn gun. Have to reload.
Meet your death.
Any ideas bubble up between bars? Queen of the Red Light District? Eh?
The mail is mine.
Draw. Very simplistic, but draw, Mr. Roberts. And like the poor harlot then, oh ye of royal birth and blue blood. And explain how this musket of yours with all its Royal silvery-tipped bullets. Doesn't put a dent in the undead horde advancing on us, Notice that the fallen have rejoined their undead comrades. Never brings a gun to an undead fight, I always say.
Have any better ideas? Any ideas? In that sin-filled bodice of yours? Eh? I assure you, under the circumstances, that any thoughts on how we are to make our escape would be most appreciated, no matter their origin.
Behind you, Mr. Roberts.
Right! Then perhaps you wouldn't mind a shot in the face, eh? Some magicry would be in order about now, don't you think, Madame Leclerc?
I'm but an harlot, a madam, as you said, remember? What would I know about saving our skins? Not like a constant whip and knife, new potion or a wing of bat salve. No cooking pot for starters. And you, without any wooden sticks? What kind of bleeding monster hunter are you, Mr. Orbitz?
I'm not. High Society Private Eye. The Queen herself has called on me, if you must know. Not that it matters in this moment.
I'm a Royal Private Dick.
Right. Amusing to the end. It's been interesting, Madame Leclerc.
That's it? You're gonna let us die because I called you a Royal Dick?
I'm so glad you're amused by that vulgar title. Prepare to die, are we? Well, not like we have much choice now, is there? Down to my last two silver bullets. Being surrounded at all by Nosferatu. Oh, Madame Leclerc, one round left.
Meet your death, mortal.
Come here. Give the girl a hug.
What? You want me to give you a hug?
Hug. Oh, death.
Don't tell the Queen!
Nah, that wasn't so bad now, was it? Snookums.
Snookums? You go too far. And I do believe my musket is caught in your corset.
Oh, Mr. Roberts, you really do know how to make a girl blush. Sure, that's your musket.
Madame Leclerc?
My little private dicky boy. Time to go. Boom! Al dos de Braddock, the corner! Spell of teleportation.
Teleport? You can let go of me now, Madame Leclerc.
I suppose I'll put it on your tab, then.
My tab?
All good olds have their price, Mr. Roberts.
Right. Well, now, why didn't you just choose to do that teleport earlier?
You didn't ask.
In the tinderbox?
Box? Whatever do you mean?
It holds the heart of the Vampire King.
In a box?
Look, you worn-out interloper of High Society.
Interloper of our society? Please, your highness, your most private dickiness, do come up with wittier repartee than that. You did just partake of my chance after all.
Madam, I held you at your behest to teleport. As for the tinderbox, the heart of the King of the Vampire Coven of these lands lies buried within the wooden cask. I ask you again, where?
This wooden cask?
Aye! That wooden cask!
Pray tell, why would a vampire?
To mark his lands and control his thralls. The Vampire King needs to bury his heart.
Bury his heart? In the ground?
Aye, sarcastic wench. The lord of the undead of these lands buried his heart in the soil of his birth.
Pray tell why? And how does a ruddy royal private dickie know such things, eh?
Libraries.
Libraries.
the libraries where I research are dark and dangerous places indeed, Madame Leclerc.
I have to stop it. I'll die of hysterics. Okay, okay, okay. Tell me more of this artless vampire king.
You are quite true. To control all his undead and the legions of the night, as I stated moments ago, we have to destroy the heart of the undead king by the ways of the elders of the Volskar Codex, which I just so happened to find in a very disturbingly unlit library in Dublin. Or this foul beast will destroy us all. I would have thought a witch such as yourself would know that.
I know many things, Dickie.
Do stop calling me that, if you please, Madame Leclerc. But you are of little help in any event. The transportation spell notwithstanding.
Typical blue blood, Dickie.
Look, wench, I... Hold! A carriage approaches.
So?
Transportation to the meeting place of Urdaga, the coven home of the Lord Thralls, spoken of in the book of the Sorrentir Codex.
You what, fellow? So, a carriage approaches. With the royal blood, you should get a boon from the coming strangers. Well, I'm left alone in these woods to walk back to the village. Pfft, typical.
I think not.
Are you mad? You shot the coachman!
And hit him squarely between the eyes. I might add.
You shot a peasant for no discernible reason. Now shut up, grant you.
Thank you. We need horses. Whoa! Horse! Whoa!
But you still shot a peasant!
In the Emperor of the Dark. Notice the red dragon sigil on his cloak.
But...
Red dragon sigil? Employed by the Lord of the Dark. You don't get out much, do you? Spend all your time in bed.
Blue blood.
That I am. But we have our vampire king to dispose of, don't we now? Come, Madame Leclerc, do not add to the drama of this already bloody night with your annoying protestations.
Mr. Hamad, it's shooting the working class. Now where, Mr. Monster Hunter?
I am not a monster hunter. I am a royal private.
Dick.
Will you shut your infernal...
Raising your arm to a lady.
No, I am sorry to have raised both my voice and thought of raising my hand to you. I am a gentleman. Please accept my apologies. It will not happen again, Madame Leclerc.
Well, nah, you do have it up. Unlike King Fangs and that smelly box of yours. Apology accepted. Private investigator Robert.
Thank you, Madame Leclerc. Let's see now. Aha! That way! Ha! Ha!
No offense, but you know Jake Sampson.
Who?
Nothing.
Soon we will reach the crossing of the paths on this road to perdition.
Goth, always the road to perdition. Just because I'm curious, where does the name of Roberts come from?
The Roberts name dates back to days of knights and...
So, your ancestors pillaged a castle and now your bet's Tartle.
Well...
As I thought, Tartle based on plunder.
That is a bit of a simplistic view of it.
All I know is that we've been 4 hours upon this damnable carriage and seen naught but the ever-darkening forest. Ah! Look, Mr. Robert! An armlet!
I see it! Ha! Ha!
So, why the search for the demons of the known and unknown lands?
I am a private investigator, not a monster hunter. Like this Josh Semite of yours you keep bringing up.
Jake Sampson.
Whatever.
In any event, you're trying to destroy a vampire king's art. Sounds like monster hunting to me.
I have been employed As I mentioned earlier, in that crypt under the castle near the Borgo Pass we so recently escaped from, by a wealthy barrister who sought to find information on some real estate and the owners and neighbors of said real estate that he was planning on purchasing. Whoa! Hold horses! Whoa! We will rest here for the night in this hamlet.
Oh, I could use a drink.
Foreigners, I am the Burgermeister and tavern owner.
Well, Burgermeister, we are but two weary travelers. We have money.
Well, you look safe enough, Governor. Get in, you fools!
Dogs, stools, and wolves, Bane. Grand rat outside your door, Burgermeister.
Leave the weeds be. Get in before the sun sets, you fools.
Do come along when you're finished, Madame Leclerc.
I'm a-coming. Don't know good brewers when I see them.
This is Transylvania. The night belongs to the dead.
Burgermeister, here! Perhaps this should be of some help in assuring our acceptance in your tavern. And a rounder for everyone, sir. Thank you for allowing us to join you.
Why, thank you, sir. I see we will be liking your company. Lots of coins and rounds on the master. And always a good greeting amongst strangers, huh?
Mr. Roberts, Inspector of Scotland Yard and Madame Leclerc of Versailles.
Inspector?
I must apologise for the state of my garments, Counselor. We were attacked by thieves. Were it not for the Inspector...
Inspector?
Inspector. And a bit of French nobility here at the Golden Crown. Drinks on the house this night for both of you. Sorry for the trouble in the forest, my lady. It is a rough road out there, and more bandits have a gorge if you travel after dark. But see it. Warm yourselves by the fire while I get you a pint.
Thank you, sir.
And check and see if the wife's stew is ready.
Inspector?
Well, I have to say something, Mr. Roberts. Your tongue was somewhat... Dad.
Oh, fine.
Who's that?
Don't point. We are trying to keep a low profile, as hard as that may be with the low cut of your corset.
Ooh, that'll cost you, Dickie.
Please, do be serious.
Then remove your eyes from a corset. And tell me why the bloke is gesturing our way to the Burgermeister.
Strange. I noticed that myself.
And why? If everyone has a pint in front of him here at the Golden Crown Tavern, not a one of the lot is drinking.
What?
Look for yourself. Ruddy drinks everywhere. And not a one of them has taken a sip. Just looking without looking at us. Candlelight, my corset, you seem to have your eyes glued to it. Try not to let me know. Yes, Andy, Dickie. You know, for about a few farthings I could...
Madame Leclerc, if you please. Now, as to your assertion on the lack of imbibing of beverages by the populace, you are correct. Very keen eyesight. Not a sip. Any of them.
That bloke's going in the back with the Burgermeister. What's the Burgermeister doing running a pub for that matter? This old lot smells of good fish, Mr. Roberts.
Madame Leclerc, vulgar metaphors aside, I do believe you are onto this lot. And that plan of action is indeed colorful.
That'll cost more than the price I bargained for, Mr. Orbitz.
Madam Leclerc, you signed a contract.
I never signed on to kill a coven of vampires.
I don't believe this.
To help you divine people's intentions by means of a tarot deck, Mr. Orbitz. That's what I signed up for. Not to go Samson in on a vampire king.
Fine, I tire of this. I'll increase your allowance by £10.
£10?
11?
11. And a bonus to be negotiated upon if we survive this little game as a foot of yours later.
A bonus?
This plan of yours.
A bonus?
Ah, a bonus. And begging your pardon, Mr. Orbitz, I don't think we might need to employ this plan rather quickly.
What? Oh, I see. Yes, rather quickly, I concur.
Inspector Roberts, it has come to my attention that you arrived here upon a singular lacquer black carriage that is well known in these parts, especially to me. And well, Ivar over there seems to have stumbled upon a dead body a few weeks back. Shot between the eyes is a silver round.
The plan!
Right. Yes, frightful chap. All dressed in black with the seagull of the dragon embroidered on his vestment.
That was my son, Inspector Roberts.
You said you had a plan.
Well, sorry about that, but it did signify his association with the evil, did it not? And by your land's own laws, I do believe that I served your country with honor and dip into service. If I remember the old charters governing the rights of creatures of the night, in relation to those of the living, did I not? Furthermore, I do believe that it is stipulated very clearly that coming upon any creature of the night, be it lycanthrope, demon, succubi, Nosferatu, or other beings associated with all things dark and dreary, I am within my human rights to off them.
This is your plan. I thought you were out of silver bullets.
Always keep a few in reserve, Madame Leclerc.
Moral charters will do you little good here, Inspector.
And why is that?
This tavern is a second home for Nosferatu. Surround these mortals.
Second plan. A better plan would be writing us about now, Mr. Orbitz. We don't seem to be surrounded for the second time this night. And that teleportation spell works only once per lunar cycle.
I should comment on that, but I won't.
Prepare to spill your blood, Inspector.
Right, the tinderbox, if you please, Madame Leclerc.
But
curiosity killed the cat, yes, and led the private investigator, Madame Leclerc. Do hurry up.
Right.
Thank you.
Whatever that is, it will go you know.
I think it will. Ever seen the heart of your master? No.
What are you?
Here's a chance. Do cover your eyes, Madame
Leclerc. Yes. I think that would be rather wise. I can feel the power throbbing.
Of course you can, Madame Leclerc. Of course you can. As for you, Burgermeister, witness the heart of the dragon, your king.
What the bloody hell did you do, Mr. Roberts?
Show them the heart of the dragon, as it were. The heart and damned soul of the king of the vampires. They witnessed the carnage committed by the Lord of the Undead dating back to, and even before the Turkish conquest by Teps himself, if I am not mistaken, The history of what had come before and what the future held, I'm afraid, was too much for them to bear.
But visions of history cannot cause beings alive or undead just to explode in fiery death, can it?
Well, let's just say that vampire cannot look upon their gods or their undead lord's heart and survive. Rank has its privileges and its drawbacks in this case, eh? Otherwise, they'd be digging up the countryside every time a new lord of the undead were elected. Now, wouldn't they?
But how do you know that?
How did you know that? Libraries, Madame Leclerc. Libraries. In this case, a certain Dublin estate. Bram was very helpful.
Bram?
Well, I did tell you that a barrister hired me. A bit of a wet lie to conceal my employer. Sorry about that. Actually, he is a playwright, an author of some renown. And now that we have completed the task assigned to us...
Completed? But what of the vampire king?
Well, my employer did specify that he wanted to purchase a pub. This one specifically, to entertain fellow writers. Mr. Doyle, Mrs. Shelley, the lot.
This was all a lot to buy a pub? But what of the vampire king?
Well, he has been disposed of. Something about being chased out of Carfax Abbey and all some time back. Done in, if the story is true. I'll trust Bram on that detail. Well, his minions, both back at the castle and this lord at the tavern, were left high and dry, as the saying goes. No leader. Just skulking about the Transylvanian countryside, and Bram just didn't want the wrong sort of neighbors and all that rot. So it seems our business is done here, Madame Leclerc.
I'll never understand the rich and famous.
There is one more bit of business, though.
Yes?
Could I have those toadstools and wolfsbane plants you purloin when we enter the Golden Crown?
Whatever for? I'm the one with the bewitching abilities, Mr. Roberts. What would you need of such strange herbs?
In order to ensure this vampire lord doesn't one day arise from the,
Dead. You need the herbs to keep him down, eh? Place them in that tinderbox.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Interesting place to keep herbs, Madame Leclerc.
Not like I have many pockets in this get-up, Mr. Orwitz. I do hope that your straying gaze was for me attributes. Not trying to see if I had these herbs in the cut of me corset, Mr. Orwitz.
Perish the thought.
You have been listening to The Adventures of Mr. Roberts and Madame Leclerc. Royal Private Eyes for a Darker Age. Transylvania. Mr. Roberts, Dave Subkowia. Madame Leclerc, Amanda Fitzwater. Female Victim, Fiona Conn. The Burgermeister was played by Stephen J. Cohen. Vampire number one was played by Colin Snow. Vampire number two was played by Colin Snow. Vampire number three, four, and five were played by Bill Horwig, Dave Subkowia, Stephen Cohen, Colin Snow. Original theme composed by Seraphic Panoply. Tavern music by Howell O. Incidental music by Peter Wicks of Westlake Films. The Adventures of Mr. Roberts and Madame Leclerc, Royal Private Eyes for a Darker Age, is a Broken Sea audio production. www.brokensea.com